Good morning, friends. It is Tuesday, August the 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. It is the last Tuesday of our summer of encouragement, and so this has been a journey, hasn't it? We have been a long way together, and so let's make sure to make this Taco Tuesday count. Today, let's begin with consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Why the Glass is Not Half Empty, Nor Half Full. There is no glass. Our text, yes, the RV is backed up still. We still are at the campsite and the campfire of Habakkuk 3. Verses 17 through 19, the bonfire of joy. Hear now the word of the Lord. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. An email came into my inbox whose opening line said it all. Jesus is changing my life. I asked if he had time and was inclined to tell me more of the story. He wrote, "The story is long. Your part, I was depressed, tired, stage 4 cancer, chemo for 5 years, getting selfish, self-centered. I started listening to Seedbed a couple of years ago. When I started listening, I started studying. Every night I listen, study, pray, review on my day. My thoughts left me, and I started realizing Jesus. Start to finish, Jesus. I learned from the word we were studying, started praying for everyone all day, started living Jesus. I have learned so much, but really, it is just knowing Jesus through all things. JD, it is so much more, and I love you and pray for you. It is so complicated, but so simple." That was the end of the note. My goodness, friends, this is the miracle. Here it is. Quote, "I started realizing Jesus. Start to finish Jesus. Started living Jesus. Jesus," and he all capped Jesus every time he wrote it. It brings me to yet another mind-blowing Bible text. But first, let's get our coordinates. We are catching our breath in the Holy Spirit oxygen-rich environment of Valley number 18, learning the way of yetting, Y-E-T-T-I-N-G, yet, the mystery of joy and the practice of rejoicing in the Lord. And yes, all of this before anything changes, while still nursing the wounds of descent number 17. This is the gracious work of Valley number 18, preparing us for ascent number 19. As we learn to rejoice in the Lord at the bottom, we find a strange shifting of the center of our gravity. We go from all manner of striving after any form of strength we can find, including endlessly asking God to help us, to realizing, quote, the sovereign Lord is my strength. For the last several days, I've been wanting to roll out this word from Jesus. It comes from my most all-time favorite campsite in the whole Bible. It's John chapter 15. Okay, it's really more of a five-star resort and spa for me at this point. After walking us through the most plain-spoken, miraculous truth ever released about his life being revealed and sourced through our lives, Jesus tells us why he has just told us it all. Hear the word. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. That's John 15:11. This brings a whole new dimension to the saying, quote, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is not a silver lining in an otherwise dark cloud. The joy of the Lord is the revolutionary presence of Jesus Christ himself in us, transcending our mortal bodies with his eternal life, presence, encouragement, perseverance, love, power, and all the possibilities this means. The joy of the Lord is not a but look on the bright side approach to life. This is no glass half full mentality. With Jesus, there is no glass, only fullness. The joy of the Lord is exactly what the email said. I started realizing Jesus, all caps, start to finish, Jesus. Started living Jesus. Amen. So that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the joy of heaven, and that you have not reserved it for some future state. Thank you for showing us this fullness of joy right here and right now in the life and presence of your Son, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we want your joy in us so that our joy may be complete. Lead us to this treasured and gifted place of everyday life, and use our trials to make it even more real. Holy Spirit, you are the joy maker. the one who takes the joy of Jesus and overfills our lives. We want to start realizing Jesus. Start to finish Jesus. To start living Jesus. It's for your name's sake, Jesus, we pray. Amen. The journal prompts. So where do you see the joy of Jesus in the stories of the Gospels? We'll be seeing them coming up here starting next Monday. Where do you see the joy of Jesus in the lives of people you know? And where do you detect this joy of Jesus himself rising in your life? Now, we're going to sing a song today. You know this song. It's going to feel like a kid's song, but I think part of the issue is that as adults, we got to learn to sing kids' songs again. It's not in our hymnal, but you don't need the words. You're going to know them. My dad's going to be here to sing it with us. It's I've Got the Joy. Now, before we sing, just a couple of words of encouragement. We are we're coming to the end of the Summer of Encouragement. I said that, and I put in the PS this week, all week, the kind of what I call series closing reminders. Would love for you guys to grab this encouragement book. This is the keeper. I mean, it is for me at least. It's been a hard fought journey. Still in it. Encourage one another daily as long as it's called a day. And if you get five or more, I mean, the price goes like super low. But I do that because I'm wanting to motivate sowing. There's so many people, guys, that need this encouragement. They need a campsite for an extended period of time for their lives to recover, to mend, to be built back up. And this is the seed. This is one of the seeds that could do that. And you've been praying for people. You've been encouraging people. Well, there's that one. And then there's still time to grab this Gospels journal for the way ahead starting next Monday. I put links in the email today on those. But, and then I'm going to put a link in here today to one of my favorite songs of recent years that I just want to speak the name of Jesus. That's a good friend of mine, longtime friend of mine, Jesse Reeves, was involved in writing this song in a ministry out in Texas called King's Porch. It's Shout Jesus from the Mountains, you know it. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, and I speak the holy name of Jesus. This whole thing about realizing Jesus just got me thinking about that song. His name is power. His name is healing. His name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the darkness. Shine like a fire, something like that. Anyway, if you got a few extra minutes, you can see that link. I'll put that to a good YouTube, and you can linger in Jesus' presence. But that's how we realize Jesus. That's how we just camping out with him, just walking with him, just singing with him, singing to him. So are you ready to sing today? Okay, everybody. We've got a celebrity in the house today. David Walt. He is going to be singing, helping lead our worship this morning. We're going to sing a song that you might, you know, I think I said earlier, you might think of as a kid's song, but sometimes those are the best adult songs. And Dad, you taught kids, didn't you?
I sure did. I taught a 5-year-old Sunday school class till they were about 80.
You taught that class for 35 years.
I know it, and I enjoy it every time I went because they were learning, and I was learning too.
The 5-year-olds at the First United Methodist Church in Dumas, Arkansas.
Amen.
So I bet y'all sang this song more than once. I remember when me and Lee were coming through that class many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to sing I've Got the Joy. And what's our pitch?
I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart to stay.
I've got the peace that passes
understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart, I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay.
I've got the love of Jesus
down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart, I've got the love of Jesus down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay.
That's a good one right there.
All right, that's a good one to start with.
Let's go back and go with that first verse of it, the joy. You ready? I've got
the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay.
Well, that's one to take out today on the road, on the street, in the car, on your way with you. And, you know, there's something, as I've said before here, I was talking to my old friend Chris Tomlin not long ago, and he's got a new song. We're going to be bringing some of his new music on the wake-up call for the gospel series, but you'll hear more about it. He's got a song that says, I believe, Lord, help my unbelief, which, of course, is a saying that a person said to Jesus. He said, I believe, help my unbelief.
Amen.
And we understand that. And we were talking together and we were saying, you know, sometimes to have your faith, you've got to sing your faith.
Amen.
And that's this whole joy thing. Sometimes, you know, you don't feel joy. You feeling a lot of joy these days, Dad?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. It can be a struggle. And sometimes you just got to say, you know what? I'm going to rejoice anyway.
Amen.
I'm going to sing I've Got the Joy, even if I don't feel it, and on the other side of it, I'll have it. So, well, that's going to be a wrap for today, and we got to get out on the fields and sow the seeds of encouragement. So, any closing words from you, Dad?
Well, you know, we're singing hymns that y'all can sing all week.
That's right.
You just, and you get half the words is all it takes. So let's try to do that. Let's try to remember. Write some of these words down and then have them with you. And when you're out there on the field, out there watching them plow and plant, you can be singing.
All right. Well, listen, you get your seeds. We got ours, and we'll look for you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
Let's see you on the field.
Amen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.